I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge says he plans to uphold Alabama's photo ID requirement for voters in the upcoming elections. U.S. District Court Judge L. Scott Kugler denied a preliminary injunction sought by groups challenging the state law requiring voters to present photo identification at the polls. The groups had asked the judge to expand the state's alternative identification process so that people without a photo ID could still vote by presenting other identification. Kugler says he was not planning to implement a backdoor method to effectively do away with the photo identification requirement. He also says the plaintiffs offered no convincing reason why obtaining a valid photo ID would be an undue burden for anyone. The Greater Birmingham Ministries and the NAACP filed a lawsuit late last year arguing the voter ID law disproportionately hurts poor and minority voters. Alabamians will get the chance to hear some unique voices from Africa this weekend. The African Children's Choir will be performing in Montgomery tonight, with two more shows in Birmingham on Sunday. The choir is made up of children aged 7 to 11, and they're selected from families who are unable to provide them education or daily needs. Sarah Lidstone is the North American Choir Operations Manager for the African Children's Choir. She says when the children return from their tour, they're sponsored in education all the way through college.
So our goal is to really create children that are causing change for the better in their own community. So we want to enable them to be able to do that and to work with the children that don't get the resources that others do. So we want to be able to work with those that do really need it the most. And one of the main ways that we do that is through education.
The show will include African music as well as gospels and spirituals sung in English. The movie Race comes out in theaters today. It tells the story of legendary Olympic track and field athlete Jesse Owens. Mackenzie Bates of Alabama Public Radio visited his hometown of Oakville, where a museum stands in Owens' honor.
Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in the 1936 Olympic Games. The movie highlights his struggle as an African-American athlete and his accomplishments in then-Nazi Germany. Melody Weiler is a high school student from suburban Atlanta. She's writing a paper on Owens for Black History Month, and her family drove the 250 miles to visit the museum.
I just think he was a really exemplary runner, and I think he was a really great model of what American athletics should be, and he's pretty much the definition of the sport.
The museum opened in 1996, the same year the Olympics were in Atlanta. The Olympic torch went through Oakville to honor Owens. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Oakville.
Now your forecast.
After a cool start to the day, gets warmer this afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the low 70s. Plenty of sunshine today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s for Saturday. Clouds increase, becoming mostly cloudy. We'll top out in the low 70s on Saturday and Sunday's moisture levels increase. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.